The Gemara, Masech Debei, Daf Tez Vav Amad Beis, teaches us. Amamar, the Gemara goes back to the episode that was recorded just in the previous Gemara, where Rabbi Elazar was upset at people who had left the Beis Medrash on Yontif in order to go eat the Sudas Yontif. And the Gemara said, the reason he was upset at them was because Menichim Chaya Olam, they neglect having the opportunity to learn Torah, which represents the Chaya Olam, Vayiskim B'Chaya Shor, and they'd rather go be busy just with Chaya Shor eating. Ask the Gemara, V'ha Simchas Yontif Mitzahi, isn't Simchas Yontif a mitzvah? And if Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah, why is he upset at these people who are going to fulfill this mitzvah? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar l'tamei. Rabbi Elazar here is following his opinion. Who Rabbi Elazar's opinion is, Domar, Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that Simchas Yontif is rishus. It's not obligatory, it's only rishus. The Tanya, as indeed the Braisa teaches us, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein lo la'odom b'yontif, a person should only busy himself on yontif, Ela oichel v'shoysa, either eating and drinking, or yoshe v'shoyna, or sitting and learning. Rabbi Shua's opinion is chalkeyu, to divide the yontif, chetzi l'ashem, half the time should be spent with learning Torah, v'chetzi l'achem, and half the time should be spent with achila v'shtila. The Mefarshim already asked, why does Rabbi Elazar use this language of a negative? Ein lo la'odom. He should have said, Odom, b'yontif, a person on yontif, oy oichel v'shoysa, either should eat and drink, or he should, oy yeshiv alumah. Why does he use this negative language? So he says, because Rabbi Elazar is teaching us a very important point. Rabbi Elazar is teaching us that a person, Rabbi Elazar is saying that there are only two options for Yontif. There are no other options available on Yontif. Either eating and drinking or learning. But nothing else is even an option for anyone on Yontif. Another pshat that I saw is because Rabbi Elazar is addressing Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Chetzi l'Hashem, Chetzi l'Chem, that Yontif should be divided half and half. And he also said, and it's important to point that out, that Rabbi Yeshua, even though he says it should be Chetzi l'Hashem, Chetzi l'Chem, he has the Chetzi l'Hashem before the Chetzi l'Chem. And Rabbi Elazar disagrees with both points that he makes. Rabbi Elazar holds that he should not do the Chetzi l'Chem. Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that he should only do, did not do the Chetzi l'Chem, he should do only Chetzi l'Hashem. That's why he's addressing it that way. Interestingly, I actually saw that there are Mefarshim that suggest that this Machloikis of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua that we're learning here in the Gemara is actually a Machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that we had earlier in the Masechta. On Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph, we had a Machloikis in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel if Ein Noitim Sali L'Katzav Ala Basar. Are you allowed to carry a knife, a mortar, to use for cutting meat? Beis Hillel allowed it, and Beis Shammai didn't allow it. And as the Gemara explains, the basis of the Machlokes is Simchas Yontif Doicha Muksa or not. Beis Hillel's opinion is that Simchas Yontif has the ability to be Doicha Muksa. Beis Shammai says it does not. So the question is, when we learn that Gemara, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, quite clear as we learn this Masechta, agree to the concept of Muksa. They also both obviously agree that Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah.
So how do we understand their machloikas? So I saw that there are mefarshim that suggest that the machloikas is connected to our machloikas. Beis Shammai's opinion is like Rabbi Lezer. So Simchas Yontif doesn't require necessarily any lochem. Simchas Yontif, since it doesn't necessarily require any lochem, can't be doicha muksa, because you don't have to have the meal. You can have kula l'Hashem, because Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Lezer. Whereas Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that holds that it has to be kulay, that has to be chetzi l'Hashem, chetzi l'chem. So you have to have a chetzi l'chem. If you have to have a chetzi l'chem, that's why it's doicha muksa. That's how we can understand the machlokes. So how do we understand their opinions? Rabbi Lezer's opinion is that there are people that enjoy learning, so those people who enjoy learning should learn. There are people that don't have that geschmack in learning, so they should have lechem. If so, we had in the previous Gemara asked the Mefarshim that Rabbi Lezer was upset at those who left the Beis Medrash. Why was he upset? Maybe those are people that believe in the lochem. So I saw a number of pshatim. One is, even if you believe that the Simchas Yontif means lochem, that doesn't mean you should leave a Beis Medrash. One pshat. Another pshat, you should leave in the middle of a shir. Another pshat I saw is, Pnei Yeshua says this pshat. Yes, you could fulfill Simchas Yontif with the Lochem. But even though you could fulfill the Simchas Yontif with Lochem, these people obviously already took the choice of not doing the Lochem, of doing Lashem. They were learning. So once they took that opportunity to do Lochem, to fulfill the Simchas Yontif with learning, they can't change their mind. Along the same variation, I saw, who was Rabbi Lezer most upset about? The sixth group. The group that left last. And if we think about it, it's the hardest. Why is he particularly upset at that group? If anything, that's the group that he should not be upset at. This is the group that stayed all day in the Beis Medrash. The answer is that even though they stayed all day, they aren't going to have anything according to Rabbi Lezer. Because Rabbi Lezer, as we just said, says, Oy kula l'Hashem, oy kula l'chem. It's either kula l'Hashem, oy kula l'chem. And they, who had already spent most of the day in Beis Medrash, can no longer be kula l'chem people. If they can no longer be kula l'chem, so now going out and eating, you're just making a mistake, and therefore, he was upset at them. However, the Rishonim do point out that even Rabbi Lezer, who says that you have an option of kula l'Hashem or kula l'chem, does not mean to say that you're allowed to fast on Yontif. He agrees that you can spend the day. He agrees that you're not allowed to fast. It's Yontif, and Yontif one is not allowed to fast. The Mashah, in trying to understand the opinion of Yeshua, who says, Chazkeyu, Chatzi L'Hashem, and Chatzi L'Hem, the Mashah says, doesn't mean it has to be 50-50. It means that you should have both elements in the day. And I saw a very powerful vort from, Dimri Emes. The Pasuk says, V'yikach Moshe chatzi hadam, and Rashi explains, Mi cholkoi, malach bava cholkoi. The malach was the one that divided the dam, chatzi hadam ba'agonos. Says Dimri Emes, a person doesn't have that ability to divide things properly. A malach, Rashi teaches us, has that ability. On Yontif, all Jews are like malachim. Since on Yontif we're all like malachim, that's when Rabbi Yeshua says we have the ability of doing chetzi l'Hashem, chetzi l'chem. Any other time, we don't have that ability. And along the same lines, I saw the Chedush Harim, the father the grandfather of the Imre Emes said that Chalkeyu means to make it smooth. On Yontif, our obligation is to make it Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Chem, that the Chatzil Hashem and the Chatzil Chem should indeed be the same. They should be. We should treat them both the same way. When does a Jew have the ability to do that? A Jew has the ability to do that only on Yontif. However, the Shalah says that even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says, Chalkeyu, Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem, doesn't mean that one should spend his entire day Yontif eating and drinking and not have any connection to Ruchnius. Of course, a person, even on Yontif, has to use the Achil and Shtir that he has to use it for vehicle for Avodas Hashem. And on the contrary, strictly on Yontif, says the Shlah, does one have that ability? And that's why, Chalkeyu, Chetzil Hashem, Chetzil Lachem, that you should divide it, half Lashem, half Lachem, because the Lachem can also be infused with Kedusha. Continues the Gemara, Amar Bishua, Vishneim, Mikra Echadarshu. Both of them came to their opinion by learning the same pasuk. Because Kosef Echad Omer, one pasuk says, Atzeres Lashem Lekechem. The pasuk actually says, on Shvi Shal Pesach, regarding Shvi Shal Pesach, or B'yoyim HaShvi, Atzeres Lashem Lekechem. So the day should be Lashem Lekechem. The Kosef Echad Omer, yet another pasuk says, Atzeres Tia Lachem. How do we reconcile these two pasukim? HaKetzet, Rebbe Lezer Soiver, I Kula Lashem, I Kula Lachem. Either the entire day should be Lashem, or that the entire day should be Lachem. That's how Rebbe Lezer reconciles these two Gemaras. Whereas, Rishua Sover, Chetzi Lashem, Chakeyu divided, Chetzi Lashem, Chetzi Lachem. The Mefarshim all point out that Rebbe Lezer is the man, the Omer, in Masechta Sukkah, that we learned on the Afchav Zayin Amr Aleph, that holds that on Sukkahs we have to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah. So how could Rebbe Lezer be the man that says you could fulfill Simchas Yontif without walking into the without spending the entire day in Beis Medrash, when it's the same Rebbe Lezer who says you have to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah? So one pshat is, that isn't connected to the mitzvah Simcha. That's connected to the mitzvah of Sukkah. The mitzvah of Sukkah, according to Rebbe Lezer, requires one to eat in the Sukkah. But it's not connected to the mitzvah of Simcha, because indeed, according to Rebbe Lezer, one can fulfill that mitzvah just by learning. Another pshat is that Gemara is speaking to the individual who's doing the Kula Lechem, that he's fulfilling Simchas Yontif. Rebbe Lezer gives such an option by spending the entire day with Lechem. Such a person should eat 14 meals on Sukkos. The Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Samech Ches Amud Beis, says that there are a number of days that Rebbe Lezer agrees that you have to have Lechem. One such day is Shavuos, Mishum Shenitna by Torah LeYisrael. Rava says that it's on Shabbos, because the pasuk says across LeShabbos Oynik. Rabbi Yosef says Purim. Rebbe Lezer agrees that you have to have food and drink, because as the pasuk says in the Megillah, you may mishta v'simcha. Erev Yom Kippur, as the Gemara says in Masechta Yuma, kol ha'oichel v'shoyse b'tisha, whoever eats and drinks on the ninth day of Tishrei, Erev Yom Kippur, ma'alav k'lesu k'ilu m'sana v'tisha, asir v'chi, as if he fasted both the ninth and tenth of Tishrei. And all the Purim is understandable. Purim is understandable because Purim, as we just said, is Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. Erev Yom Kippur is understandable.
especially you're going to be fasting the entire next day. Shabbos, as the Gemara in our sugya speaks about, the concept of Oynik Shabbos, all of these days are understandable. But how do we understand, asked the Mefarshim, Rabbi Lezer's opinion regarding Shavuos? If there's any yontif that we would imagine is a yontif that we should not have to, that we should be allowed to not have a lochem, it's Shavuos. Isn't that the day of Torah? So the Mefarshim give a number of answers. Rashi in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis, says that the reason everybody agrees that on Shavuos we have to have lochem, we have to have a chil and shtiyah, is because we should show that we're satisfied with the fact that we were makabel the Torah, and that it's not something that we regret having. Another pshat that I saw that the Ben Yoyada suggests is because that the truth of the matter is that we know that Yaakov and Esav divided the world, and that Yaakov will get Olam Haba and Esav will get Olam Haza. So if they divided the world in that way, so how do we take the Olam Haza? We gave it to Esav. The answer is that if not for Limud HaTorah, there would be no kiyum to the world. The world cannot exist. So it turns out that our learning gives a world its ability to exist, and therefore we have a right now to the entire world. The Gemara says in a number of places, Hamatzam Mizuta Shoyam, if you save something, it becomes yours. We save the world by learning Torah. And since we save the world by learning Torah, we're entitled to have Olam Haza. Another pshat that I saw is that we all recall that when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shemayim, the Malachim did not want Moshe Rabbeinu to receive the Torah. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu answer? That you can't fulfill most of the Torah. You don't eat. You don't sleep. What makes us special is that we could use Olam Haza to worship Hashem. We could use Olam Haza to worship Hashem. And since we could use Olam Haza to worship Hashem, how do we show that? That that's what the Torah is all about? That the Torah, b'chol d'ruchecha de'eyu, it infuses itself into every element and aspect of our life. The way that that is shown is by indeed learning, is indeed by being mekayim that, by eating the way a Jew is supposed to eat. However, I saw a very interesting vort, the Rav Nevensal Shlita from Yerushalayim says that he once asked Rav Chaim Shmulevitz that according to Yeshua, that indeed holds Chetzi L'Hashem v'Chetzi L'Lachem, why can't we just have long meals on Yontif? And during these long meals on Yontif, we'll speak Divrei Torah, and then we'll have both at the same time. We'll have a meal with Divrei Torah. And of course, the halacha is that one should say Divrei Torah at all of the meals. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz answered him that if you're relying that the time that you're eating, that the time of your meal should be also a time of Limud HaTorah, you won't have Limud HaTorah and you won't have Lechem. There has to be an understanding that Lechem is Lechem and Lashem is Lashem.